Brian. Welcome to ExecuPeaks.
Thank you for having me on with you. I appreciate it very much.
So, Brian, do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
I do have a morning ritual. It's fairly involved, but the overview is when I first wake up, before I get out of bed, I run through a gratitude exercise. I do a little bit of energy work just to make sure my system is aligned and activated. Get up, kind of put my hands up in the air because I want to have a day of victory. So I started off that way. Go to the pool, swim for a couple hours, come back, meditate for about an hour, and then I get into my day.
What is the life mantra you live by?
Well, it's interesting because I think that changes all the time for me. And as things evolve and change, right now it's just really have fun and stay present.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
Well, I feel like I've received a lot of it. What I guess comes to mind first is I was sitting with a guy who, you know, he does management training at different companies and things, and we were just having a cup of coffee, chatting about things, and I was expressing some frustration over people that I didn't feel like, you know, we're performing up to a certain level or whatever. And like, why doesn't everybody just want to go to the top and take things to the max every day? And he said, you know, all-star teams are not made up, or the best teams are not made up of a bunch of all-stars. You know, you have a few really like top players, and then there's supporting roles, and each one is just as important as the other. So don't look at people that function differently as a source of frustration. Recognize the value that they bring and that they're just as important as everybody else.
What is the best constructive guidance you've given to someone?
I don't know if I remember it explicitly. I think the spirit of it is basically don't shrink. Make sure that you step up into your full capacity every day. Show up as the absolute best that you can. Make sure you're constantly evolving and show up as the best form of yourself and never shrink back and play small.
Brian, what is the biggest misconception about you?
That's interesting. One of them would probably be that people feel, because I'm very socially adept and I can go into situations and, you know, large groups of people, and I love people, I love working with people, but at the same time, I'm actually an introvert, so I'm highly socially functioning, but I'm not an extrovert like most people might expect.
What is the most courageous thing you've done in the past year?
Honestly, you know, this has been a process, but I think the most courageous thing I've done, or frankly anybody can do, is spiritual work. It takes a lot of guts to really dig in and do actual spiritual work, and tons and tons and tons of courage, and you have to have the mindset that I'm not turning back, I'm not going to turn away, I'm going to face things head on, I'm going to look within and look at myself and move through it no matter what.
What motivates you to work hard?
I just think a love of life and gratitude for existence, and just wanting to have that expression come through me as fully as possible.
What is one thing that makes you laugh a lot?
Me. I just look at, you know, the silly things that I do, and the more that I become aware of the silliness and the little ego plays and stuff like that, I become much better at just laughing at myself pretty much constantly.
Ryan, have you ever had a secret admirer?
A secret admirer? Probably, but I don't know who they are. I don't know. I honestly don't know the answer to that question. Maybe they're so good at keeping it secret that I still don't know.
Good point. What is the best gift you have been given? It could be literal or metaphorically speaking.
Best gift that I've been given, a desire and a curiosity to evolve into the highest expression of what I was created for, and sort of just like the nature of what I truly am. So just that ongoing desire and that seeking, I love that, and I'm really grateful for it.
What is your favorite book to read?
Oh, my favorite book to read. Gosh, that's a good question. My favorite book to read is always the next one.
Is there any product that you can't live without?
Product that I can't live without. No. There actually isn't. I'm fairly, I get kind of really excited about something for a little while, but then over time I actually work myself out of it, and so I never really want to be particularly dependent on anything.
Brian, when the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
I sync them up. That's a lot of inner work stuff, and that can happen multiple times a day when the heart and mind don't agree. I think, the more you become very self-aware, the more you recognize how often those things get out of sync. And I think that you really, really want to operate from the heart. You want to use your mind, but they really need to be synced up and coherent and in tandem, because that's where your power comes from. So alignment is key, and realignment constantly.
Do you have a comfort food? What is it?
Oreos came to mind.
Please finish the sentence. Promises are.
Promises are, gosh, there's a lot of ways I could go with that. I was going to say, initially my thought was promises are precious, so like if you're going to make one, make sure that you keep that because that's personal integrity. And so I think it's just showing respect and love for whoever you offer that up to. So I would say that they are precious.
What is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
The very last thing I do is kind of a similar version of what I do when I wake up. It's just truncated, it's shortened. So really working on making sure that I'm feeling gratitude and love, and that my heart is open. And then just kind of setting a nice intention, making sure my mind and heart, like we were talking about earlier, are in sync, so that whatever happens as I'm asleep is absolutely something that serves me well and sets me up for the next day.
Are there any initiatives you host or causes you support?
Yes, I don't tend to. It's interesting. So the short answer is yes. I'm getting increasingly private about this because I feel like society as a whole is getting more outward about constantly talking about what they support and what they stand for, and it sort of is becoming, in some senses, an interesting a way of signaling to the world, or it's almost an ego ploy to show, how much I care about a certain cause or whatever. So I've become increasingly private about the causes that I support.
I think you and I are aligned on that. And finally, Brian, what do you do and where can people contact you?
Yeah, so I basically do, psychological architecture for high-performing professionals and business owners, especially athletically inclined ones. BergfordPerformance.com is my website. Best way to, get in touch with me is to hop on there and make sure that people sign up, enter their information to get on my email list. That's how I stay in touch with people.
Thank you, Brian, for sharing your wisdom on ExecuPeak.
Absolutely. It has been my pleasure, and thank you so much for allowing me to join you.